in addition to several other initiatives by the United Nations and international community to resolve the impasse between military and civilian leaders in Sudan. A delegation of South Sudanese leaders is in Khartoum to help foster an amicable solution. But a Sudanese civil rights activist and human rights defender, Shadin Al-Fadil, says there is nothing to be negotiated with coup leader General Burhan, saying he has betrayed the spirit of partnership.
This is not the first time they attack their partnership with the civilians. This is not the first time they show that they don't have faith in the constitutional legitimacy or the constitutional document. They don't respect the partnership and they don't respect the document. They don't respect the constitution itself. How can they be part of the solution, and what are the guarantees that they are not going to do it for their time in the future? They still can do another coup.
The African Union has suspended Sudan as part of the pressure to force Burhan to step down. Regional and international leaders are calling for dialogue between the Sudanese military and civilian political leaders. Al-Fadil says the mediators should urge the military leaders to step down and end impunity against civilians before talks can be held. Al-Fadil also says civilians' political leaders will only negotiate with the military if it is willing to hand over power to civilians immediately.
We don't want to see impunity anymore. We've lost precious lives in the streets, and we've lost precious gains that were actually gained and wins that were gained by the revolution that were compromised by the military coup. We want to see the people behind the coup held accountable. We don't think that we can accept Burhan and Shimosi in this equation anymore.
Al-Fadil calls on the mediators to also urge Burhan to immediately release political leaders who were detained after the takeover. Among the political detainees is Yasser Arman, who served as Prime Minister Amduk's political advisor and key signatory to the Juba Peace Agreement that ended years of civil war in Sudan. Sudanese Forces for Democracy and Change hosted long-serving President Omar al-Bashir in 2019, leading to the formation of a joint civil-military Supreme Council, which was to lead the country for a three-year transitional period, culminating in elections. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.